Flatus, with special features from theflatusshow.com.
Good afternoon, Emily.
That right, talks to you.
That pictures of the what is it called? The little custard thingy? Crumble. We have I have pictures of those.
Okay, yeah, send me that too. You can send that to me. Okay, so this is, you're going to take this in your room, right? You'll take care of this for me. And then you remember to bring it, we'll bring it in. Okay. Let me put my stuff here.
Thanks.
Sure. And then just when you're done with those books, just put them in this bag and...
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Ready for ready for dessert? Okay. Okay. This is going to be a weird podcast.
Yeah, it is.
That spider was exciting, though. Let me tell you. Let me tell you. Okay.
Yeah, I took the salmon and put it over here because...
Oh, good.
I thought we should let it
thaw.
Now, what? Is this the same salmon we got when we went to the store?
I don't know. That's the only salmon in there. There's salmon in there. Okay, so I think... What do? Okay, we need eggs.
Okay.
I need 4 eggs. I need them broken into a bowl and beaten.
I'll do that.
Okay, you do that. I need a measuring cup. I know where they are.
Oh, you know what? What is this? Oh, these are hamburger patties. You can do hamburgers, too.
Now,
Emma would be my assistant from the audience.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What would you cook?
Crab cakes. I've never cooked a crab cake in my life. For some reason. That was always what I cooked on my cook show.
And was it delicious, Emily?
Yeah, they were wonderful imaginary crab cakes.
I think that's funny. I like that. Okay, is there like a hand towel I had somewhere?
Yeah, I grabbed some.
Oh, here they are. They're hidden. You hid it. You hid it from me. Okay, we have that. Now we have to add some sugar. I think a half a cup of sugar should be fine.
And whenever you do a cook-show, you always have to say like so.
Oh yeah, like so.
I'm going to be
and then you
like so.
Introduce the sugar. I'm going to use some of these lumps. I'm surprised that you guys don't have sugar more often in your diet.
I have a bowl of sugar in my kitchen. A little bowl in my fancy bowl.
I mean, with the Skittles, you know, with the amount of Skittles you eat and stuff, I just figured you'd eat more sugar. Okay, here's the sugar.
I didn't need to separate these, did I?
Nope, you don't have to separate them. Okay. Just put that there for a second. Wipe this up. Cornstarch can go back here. Okay. Where does this go? Okay, where's that whisk from the other day?
I think it's in here. Yeah. I put it in there. I remember doing that. There it is. Yourself.
Why, you see a knife?
Well, that's a cheese grater right there.
Okay. Okay, and so we need a teaspoon of vanilla extract to put it in with the eggs. Okay. There's four eggs?
Four eggs.
Okay.
And I'm supposed to have the egg?
Yep. You just mix that around. Oh my god.
What? Another spider?
No, come over here.
Oh no. I'll clean that up.
Somebody didn't, out of sight, out of mind.
If you dry, you know how in those pages in books when you dry the flowers?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Then I thought for a minute, maybe that's a decoration.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Wooden cutting boards. One time my mom, she made like gourmet looking beautiful cookies every year.
Uh-huh.
And for Halloween she made these big huge pumpkin cookies. They were huge. And she decorated them beautifully. I mean, like bakery style. They were gorgeous.
Yep.
So she made dinner and whatever and then cleaned up and then decided she was going to make the cookies for my school the next day. So she's rolling out the cookies. She makes the dough. They're sugar cookies. They takes forever to get the dough and all that. She rolls them out on the wooden cutting board, cuts them, bakes them, decorates them. We're all excited. We get them. They were garlic cookies.
Oh my god!
The cutting board soaked up the garlic for
the
dinner.
Oh my god!
They were horrible. She had to throw them away and start all over. She was up all night waiting over these cookies. Finally, they're beautiful again. They don't taste like garlic. Everything's wonderful. My dad knows that she stays up all night to make these cookies. He goes down bright early in the morning before she wakes up and takes a perfect bite out of every single one of those cookies.
Every one?
Every
single one. Why did he do a bite?
Because he was being the Halloween prankster.
Oh.
Ruined the whole... Yeah, she made him go to the bakery.
So that was for school, right?
It was for my school. Yeah. I was in like second grade or something. So he went down and had to buy like $5 cookies.
Oh my
god.
$5
each cookies. He went to an expensive bakery because she was, I'm not kidding, Betty Crocker with these cookies.
Yeah.
And
that's funny.
He went down Halloween prankster with the cookies. She was not amused.
I'll use this actually when it.
Right.
I'm going to.
I was wiping it off for you.
Yeah. Where's this whole thing come out? Oh my god, look at it.
Yeah.
I can just put it over here so I don't have to...
Oh, let me... you
that's
know, we
better.
Have these cooking... Or these white...
Those are fine.
Okay, you want me to...
No, I'm just... I was just doing that.
Okay.
It was not any kind
you
of...
Critiquing.
I wasn't critiquing your cleaning.
It's just, you know...
You're very clean.
Thank you.
You can come clean my house.
You should probably clean mine at some point. I haven't been home in over a week. So now what are you doing there?
What I did is I added a cup and three quarters of milk, cream, half a cup of sugar, and a half a cup of cornstarch, and it's going to get thick, really thick. It's going to thicken up pretty quickly. As soon as it starts boiling...
You're whisking it like so.
Whisking it so it doesn't burn to the bottom.
Uh-huh.
And it's also to melt the sugar because there's like a big lump in there.
Oh.
And then what we're going to do is add a little bit to the egg, mix it around until it's tempered, and then reintroduce the eggs back into the hot milk. Hot cream.
So we're going to temper the eggs.
Yep, and then add it back in. It's going to get really thick. Wait till you see it. It's going to be like really thick, like paste.
Mm. And this is the custard.
This is the custard. And then it'll be, we can, if we have a plastic bag, like a plastic sandwich bag, we can stick it in there and then cut the corner and then press it into the...
The spider was not dead.
Oh my, no.
Yes, it was. It's not on the floor anymore. It's not on the floor.
It was in four pieces.
Oh, it's, it couldn't have been.
No.
It was playing dead.
It was totally dead.
It was dead. See how thick it gets?
Oh, yeah.
See, it's really thick.
We're going to go with it was dead, but it's...
It caught up. It pulled itself up. Damn!
That hurt.
That hurt.
No, that was good.
So, turn this down. Okay. Okay, so what we do is... Just a little bit.
So now, what does that do? That gives
tempers the egg. Actually, I don't want to cook the egg. I want to just temper. I'm gonna just add a little bit of time. The thing is to keep it moving.
Am I in your personal space?
No, no. You can look. I'm just want to make sure I, you know, get it right.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
This is good for your triceps.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Custard workout, yeah.
Custard workout.
Right. Working the biceps like so.
It's the triceps, actually.
Oh, triceps. Duh, learn your muscles.
Alrighty. This is where I wish I had, like, one of those kitchen aids or whatever.
Also, if you... It's great practice if you want to be a professional hula hoop dancer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I never thought of that.
It works, though, ukulele strumming muscles.
That's right. I'll be a metal, heavy metal... ukuleleist.
Oh my gosh. I bet they make like electric ukuleles.
They do. You can.
Oh, you should get one of those. That'd be awesome.
Okay. Okay.
Thinking about taking up the ukulele instead of the violin.
It's fun. It's four strings, you know?
We could have ukulele wars.
Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm just...
Do you want to take turns?
No, just okay. Fine.
You don't trust me.
No, it's only one person can do this.
Oh.
I mean, so, what we need to do is strain it.
Oh, that, okay.
Do you have a thin sieve? Like a sieve? No, it's like thin.
Mm-hmm.
Like a... You have anything like that? Or cheesecloth?
No. I don't think so.
Oh, here it is. Look, we can use this.
Oh, okay.
Over a bowl. Put this over a bowl.
Okay, put it
so we need a bowl.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that. Oh, sorry.
Let me get... Okay. That's good. The big bowl's good.
Your space again.
That. Okay, and let me cook this. That spider. That would have been a super spider, because it was...
I'm pretty sure an animal like this out on the floor, like a cat, that float, and I don't think so.
That was scary.
Yeah.
It was right on me. It was like coming out of my shirt. I'm, like, itchy now. So this is like, you know, the most difficult thing to do, really. You know, this is just making sure you don't get the egg cooked like a omelet in your hot.
I could see how I would totally destroy that. Seems a lot more difficult than my imaginary crab cake.
Crab cakes are easy.
Never made them before.
Yeah.
Always wanted to, though, since I was 7.
Okay. So I think we have this done.
So now what are we straining out of it?
We're going to do...
Lumps of sugar?
Lumps of egg, probably.
Egg.
Most likely. Okay, so... So, do this. Is it going down?
Yeah, it is.
See, the little, you get a nice smooth custard.
Yeah. It's a challenge.
I have one that's like a, mine is a little better because it's like a bowl. It's like a.
It's supposed to be a.
Yeah, this is like, this isn't ideal for doing this, but it will work.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think they use it for splatter, actually. You put it over the pan so so the bacon fat doesn't splatter up on you.
Yeah, I learned the hard way not to cook bacon naked.
So you see little particles?
I have one of those.
That's a little egg that cooked. It's inevitable that it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's pretty neat.
See, it's even cooking on the bottom now because of the heat. So the best to get this thing off of the heat as soon as possible. Like what I do at home is I'll put it on ice.
Mm-hmm. You'll put the hot pan on ice?
Yeah, it's like ice water, so it stops to the bottom of the pan, cools down.
Oh, okay.
You know, because see how it's cooking? It's good. If you let this cool, you can taste it. I mean, it's good.
Is it hot?
It was a little.
Mm-hmm.
It's like baby custard.
It's delicious. It's very vanilla-y.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we do have sandwich bags.
Oh, good.
So I looked into that for you.
Good. So we can put this into the sandwich bag, put it in the refrigerator for a little bit while we cook the mushrooms.
It's chef a la Kenti.
Yeah. And then we can, what time is it? 4? Mm-hmm. We have plenty of time. Start the grill at 6.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice and hot. Clean the grill.
Now we're not soaking that meat in anything.
I don't think so. Just salt and pepper. I think that's probably the best way to cook. Personally, I think they should be cooked medium. Probably they'll be less. I mean, they could be a little tough. So if you don't mind tough meat, you know.
Oh, no, I'm cool.
Yeah.
It's whatever. You can cook them however you cook them. You have a lot more patience than I would with that.
Really, with this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's that. Good.
That's delicious.
Oh, it's nice and smooth. So it's probably best that I should probably clean this off right away. Before it dries up. So what that happens when it cools down, right? You're going to get... Hey, you want to taste it? There's a spoon right there. when it cools down, it gets thick, so you can like pipe it into your dish. Yeah. So we're going to put lemon curd in the bottom, and then we're going to put this on top, and then blueberries on top. What do you think?
That would be delicious.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's good.
What do you think? What kind of cooking do you think it is?
I think it's pretty high tech.
You think so? Yeah. It's, you know, you have to be careful because you have temperature and you have eggs. It's delicate, but it's really not hard to do once you do it. I mean, the first few I made were like a disaster. In fact, the first ones I made were I didn't use enough cornstarch. That's the thing. You have to make sure that when you cook the cream and the butter, or the cream and the sugar and the cornstarch initially, that it comes out very thick. I mean, like it's going to burn to the bottom of the pan.
Yeah.
Thick, and then you have to not let it burn to the bottom of the pan.
Right.
And then beat your eggs, and then just add a little bit of the eggs to it. Otherwise, it cooks.
I beat the eggs myself. Wow, good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's still good. Even lumpy. That's good. So this has to cool. Actually, I should test it here. We should just put it into the bag. Where's the bag?
Oh, okay.
Let it cool in the refrigerator. And for Emma, we have for you tortellini with this sauce here.
Oh, ooh, I love so good.
Okay. So that'll be your meal. And we have peas. You can have peas too. Yeah, big one. Okay. Let me clean this out.
Okay. Do you want me to spoon it out in there?
Yeah, spoon it in there. Yeah, that's a good idea. There's a big spoon right there. I already has. Just rinse it off if you want. This cornstarch. You know what time I get home tomorrow? I mean, actually, the time I get to Boston, not home? 10:15. 10:17 in Boston.
In the morning?
No, in the morning. And I have to stay in New York, like, for an hour and a half waiting. I'm not looking forward to that. I'll do a podcast. My listeners are going to get sick of this damn Washington trip.
This is me waiting in the airport.
Wish I had Rachel and Emily here. I love them.
I know. You can come with me. Yeah. I'll stow you on board.
Oh, totally.
Do they have Costco's in Boston?
Costco's, yeah.
Serious?
Yeah.
Put in my transfer tomorrow.
I'm going to be there tomorrow, though, so hurry up.
You want to clean out the bowl?
No. When I go to Harvard, I'm visiting you guys.
You can.
I'm Harvard bound. You can look at me.
I think
you
are.
You can tell by her professional pinata work. She's got
every good Harvard student
straight to Harvard.
How to make a pinata.
I think you're bound for Harvard. Well, Harvard will put you to school, you know, depending on your. I mean, they'll give you a large. What I'm doing is I'm making this thin so it cools quicker.
Oh, that's my thinking.
This is the best custard, like thick custard. I love it. I love making this stuff.
It's like I kind of just want to like lay in it. It's
so, like, you could do that if you had enough. Make a bed, like instead of a water bed.
A custard bed.
Okay, I'll
go into
Yeah, the invention of a custard bed. Harvard.
Well, I wanted to bathe myself in that garlic butter sirloin that they have.
Okay, so this is nice. We'll be nice and cool. QL. Okay, so what do we have now? We should probably put this into the refrigerator so it doesn't...
You know what? My mad ukulele skills would totally get me into Harvard.
What?
My mad ukulele skills?
I think so.
Get me into Harvard? Because they're always looking for, you know, musical people, right?
Well, you have a guitar already.
Yeah.
You say I can play both instruments.
Yeah, but like a lot of people can play a guitar. How many people can jam on ukulele? Only one that I know of, and that's you.
Well, if you think I'm jamming ukulele... okay, don't ever look up ukulele on Google.
I'm sure it's all you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everybody looks up the kin for the ukulele.
I try to... Okay, so now what we're going to do is do the mushrooms.
Okay.
You should probably wash these off, I guess.
Should we...
Let's wash that bowl out.
Okay.
And then I'll put the... Actually, you know what? This is already clean, so I'll put them in here and wash them.
I'm going to go get a beer. Do you want a beer?
Yeah, that'd be good. I'll take a Sam Adams.
Okay. Are those not the
trailer? There, I think... Yeah, I don't know if they're... Well, whatever's here. Whatever's in the house.
Oh, here's Sam.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Oh, we have mushrooms too for you, Emma. I made extra mushrooms. We're going to sizzle them. You know, saute them.
Oh, yeah.
You like that? What was that? No, no. Yeah, we say sizzle.
I don't think they speak the
name. Well, you say JoJo.
Yeah, I do. Uh-huh. Have you had those yet?
I did. Well, they at the place last night, I had potatoes. They look like JoJo's.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What you describe as JoJo's.
Yeah, those are
okay, so we'll need a pan for the peas, but that'll take 2 minutes to cook. A minute to cook. Okay, so what we need now is a saute pan. Y'all say saute pan? And olive oil. We have that. Oh, and you have all this stuff here. Look. Roasted garlic, subterranean sea salt.
Yeah, I pulled that out for you.
Yeah, let's use that. And pepper. Cool.
Is that pepper in the Northwest?
What pepper? So, okay, the thing with this is try to make them as dry as possible.
Okay.
So we can keep the small ones. So we're going to separate the small ones from the big ones.
Okay.
Because the small ones could be cooked whole. What you can do... is, if you have a knife...
In here.
Okay, here's...
Probably not any very sharp knives.
That's fine.
We have to keep them dull because we run with them.
Oh, I see. Okay, so what you want to do, like on this, just cut off a little bit of that, throw that away, and then just, if you can, separate it like that.
Oh.
Okay? So you want to do that, let's start doing that.
Oh, you want me?
You can do that.
Okay.
If it's really close to the thing, just try to cut that brown off and just keep it in there, okay? That's okay. Like this, you could just cut that down here and you don't have to take the stem out.
Oh, all right.
I wonder how many minutes this podcast is going to be.
Like an hour and 12 hours. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. Okay. She's taking her hippie character way too seriously. It's an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah. Seriously?
It is.
That is weird.
In 49 seconds.
I'm like psychic.
Oh, well, we'll have to finish it. We have to finish what we started.
Just cut it in half and be like, to be continued. Next time.
Are you going
to
edit it at all?
I don't know.
Like an hour and 12 hours.
Who knows?
That's pretty weird, though. That I said an hour and 12 hours, and that's similar to an hour and 12 minutes.
It is.
Like, not at all. But you're the one going to Harvard, not me.
Yeah, okay, let me get these out.
They do serious background checks.
Latest show background.
Yeah. Engineer Emma, also known as Engineer Emma. What they do is they have this whole list of alumni looking at the newcomers, and they come up. They're all sitting around this table, and they come up, click the... Here's Emily. Emily, what's your middle name? Irene. Emily Irene Robeson from the Northwest. Also known as Akka. Akka, Engineer Emma. She has been known to say, "You've been recording for 12 hours. I like her.
You have to put in a good word.
I will.
Sure you're in with the
I work right across the street from Harvard University.
Serious?
Yeah.
Well, if I went there, I'd come have lunch with you every day.
You could.
That would be cool. Okay. I'm sure my dad wouldn't have such a hard time if, like, you know, I was with someone.
Sure,
there.
Yeah. You'd be perfectly safe.
Boston is safe. What are you talking about?
I mean, it is. You have to be careful, but it's not, like, as bad as people think. I'm more adventuresome, I think. Your father said, "I can't believe you do, like, you went to New York by yourself."
Nice.
He's like, "I wouldn't have done that.
I can't believe you let a spider land."
I don't think my dad's ever gone to lunch by himself.
Stop that. That's funny.
Oh. Emma said it.
Yeah, Emma said it. I don't think Dad went to lunch by himself.
The things that he's done and said to me on his podcast, I think I
have. I know. You have a right. Okay, you know what? Which ones have we cut and which ones haven't we cut?
You know what? I was having trouble with that myself.
Okay, so let me move the ones we haven't cut. Segregate them.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, but I didn't want to sound, you know, like I didn't know what I was
doing. Okay, I think these are all cut.
Yeah, I set the stems next to the ones that I cut.
Okay.
Oh, you're cutting too, as I said.
Yeah. Is it okay?
No, that's perfect.
Is it okay, Sharita? Mm-hmm. I have some beer.
Beer is good.
Okay, let's hope it all turns out.
Oh, I'm sure.
The custard's good, right?
Custard is good.
The peas are good. No, it's good. It's really
like
good.
Pineapple Hawaiian.
It looks very Hawaiian.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's supposed to be Mexican.
Wait, well.
Are they similar at all?
They're both foreign, aren't they?
They're all the same if they're foreign.
Yeah.
I wonder
why America didn't take over Mexico.
No, they're all lazy over there, aren't they?
No, I mean, we took over, like, you know, other places like Hawaii and Alaska. We bought Alaska.
Same difference.
Yeah. And the Indians, you know.
That's a thing.
They're still mad at us.
I know. Get over yourself, Mary. Kenty's politics. Uh-huh. Just get over yourself.
None of you are special.
Yeah.
You're all the same by being unique.
But in a way, you know, that's absolutely true.
I know, it's exactly.
If everybody's unique, awesome. They're all the same. These are mushrooms. Oh. Shane, you want to be on the podcast?
I'm not Shane.
No, that's right. Dave. Why can't I remember your name? I told you to wear a name tag.
I know.
Didn't I?
Yeah.
He's not going to make it.
I'm not Shane.
That's
okay,
what
Dave. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Actually, I made a concerted effort to remember your name. I did.
I apologize in advance for getting you with this knife because I came close like 3 times. So
uh-oh.
If I guess you're making dessert.
We did.
You did. What is it?
It's custard.
Custard. I never had custard.
You Well, it's like the creme brulee, except it's not baked.
Is it in here?
Yep.
Don't touch it.
It's chilling. The cookies are right there.
That's right. Thank you, you two.
What about me?
You too.
Where were you all this time? Watching TV?
He was playing video. Oh.
He's not. You're making it sound like it's... No, Emma, no. No. No.
I can't share my phone.
Maybe we ought to put another piece of slice of tomato on there.
Tomato take off some of the leaves. We'll leave everything the way we left it.
I wanted that tomato on there.
Who moved the tomato?
It was decorative. I was going to decoupage it. I don't know. What are you
they're
fighting about?
The podcast.
No, they're not. Can't ruin the Flatus show. Oh, he didn't get you milk.
I do. The guy once that could not share.
The dip?
Yeah.
Okay. So the trick.
Like so.
Of mushrooms is to get to heat the oil up first.
Oh, olive oil is best.
Yeah. So start it high.
Like so.
Put a bunch in there. The thing is, it soaks up the olive oil. So you should have it high. Make sure it's high. Because if you put it low and it's not hot enough, these things are like sponges. And it'll just soak it all up and then it'll start burning. But this is a nonstick pan.
Now,
so it should be good.
Going to saute them in? Because when I do mushrooms, I use brandy.
Well, that would be at the end.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
You have brandy?
I think so.
Okay,
it's in the bar.
I think we should cook them first, and then maybe put the brandy on it. That sounds good.
Okay. However you want.
No,
to
I
go.
Think I never had it that way, but I'm not opposed to it. Sounds good. Well, we need to have the pan heated up.
Okay.
First. And then use the salt and stuff.
So. This shirt reminds me of Renaissance types.
Because of the lace.
Oh, yes, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Did you see your bra?
Oh, yeah, I loved them. They're cute.
I picked it out.
Aw. Every time I wear them, I'll be like, Ken
picked this bra out. There's a wire.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh, that's cool.
It's my Ken ring.
You know, she's wanted a thumb ring for, like, ever. I'm sure you know.
I heard.
She probably said it, like,
because the one she had before was turning her hand green. Mm-hmm. It was probably brass. It was probably gold, even silver plated. I don't believe that it's silver sterling.
You know,
because silver sterling silver is expensive.
And heavy?
And heavy.
Well, you know, I think it's already turning my finger green, but
it would be rubbing off, though. You'd see it rubbing off. Because if it's silver, it shouldn't turn your finger green. But if it starts rubbing off, then you know it's gold, silver plated.
Well, this is where I got the same place we went to is where I got the one that turned my finger green.
She's like, yeah, it's sterling silver. Yeah, it's the whole thing sterling silver. Yeah, whole thing, yeah.
But I got this one there, too.
Brass, honey.
Brass monkey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Was she Oriental?
She was of the Asian persuasion.
Yeah, it's funny because Oriental. The thing, yeah.
I know. Bad thing, right? People don't say Oriental anymore.
How?
She Oriental. I just love the Orientals. Their foods are so good.
I lost a boyfriend to the Orientals.
Oh, that's right. Well, good riddance, though. He sounds like Fabio. I mean, why would you want to be...
Oh, he was God. Prettier than me.
Yeah. See, hear that sizzle? Mm-hmm. It should sizzle. And they should be fairly dry, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they shouldn't be wet because they'll bake. I mean, they'll boil. They'll boil.
Oh, we should figure out something to do with that pineapple. Should we just cut it up and put it in a bowl?
Good. Why don't you do that?
I'm pretty sure mushrooms breathe oxygen and out carbon dioxide. Isn't that weird? Normally plants, well, I guess mushrooms, plants, normally they do the opposite.
Oh, yeah, because fungus is the fungus.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't forget to let down everything. Thanks. Thanks, darling.
Okay. How's this work? Oh my god. It's great. Okay. Wipe this down. I said, you know, I was doing a podcast the other morning. I was doing some wash. And I said, I feel like Alice on the Brady Bunch.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Like that one episode where she was writing the recipe.
Yeah.
On chalkboard and the kids came and destroyed it.
That's right. Is that the one where she left? She went to live with her sister. She goes, I'm not appreciated around here.
Bobby. It was little old Bobby.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I want to get that on DVD.
The Brady Bunch?
The whole season. I grew up with them.
Yeah. Me too.
I think everybody has.
Gillian Isles, I love it. Love it.
Alice. Gotta love Alice.
Right?
Yeah. Okay, so let's see here. What do we have? Let me wipe this off. It's, you know, interesting when you come to another house, you have all different types of utensils. Like, I have a lot of wooden things at home, like wooden spoons.
We have metal, yeah.
Yeah, and you have metal.
You have wood spoons and stuff.
Yeah. Now, is that the second glass that you pulled out?
Yeah.
Wait, you should save that glass, okay?
Okay.
Oh,
I see where
for your milk. Yeah, you see where I'm going? That's like a pet peeve of mine. Some people.
Too.
Yeah. I mean, he just pulled out and he had a glass and then he pulled out another one.
He does that. He's not going to listen to either.
Well, probably not. But I had to say it. Oh, look how nice these are looking. Look at that.
Oh,
nice,
yeah.
Little brown.
Ooh, yeah, like golden
nice?
Brown.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love cooking with this pan. We don't have a nonstick pan at home.
In Boston?
No, we have them in Boston. We just don't have them in the house.
That's weird.
Yeah. But it really is nice and does a good job for the, for these. What? Nonstick pans?
Yeah. What's wrong with this light cast iron?
Pardon me.
Your pardon.
Okay. It's 4:30. We have 2 hours. I hope the salmon melts by then. It looks like an old lady wearing a bathing cap.
Yeah, it does.
Your pinata.
Oh, it does, doesn't it?
You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like that little
old, yeah,
swimmer,
the old fashioned. Yeah.
It does. Put a little smiley face on. I'm just been done. It's an old lady.
What you could do, right? Is put like a solid color band here and then continue this pattern on the other side. So it like separates in half.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A little symmetry
just
action.
Do another row of purple and then do the other ones?
Yeah, just do some solid color, like a even just flat around.
Okay.
So it's a different texture.
I have these colors.
Yeah, you have a different texture. Okay. Whatever you use in the middle.
All right.
Solid. Like a half inch, like, you know, this wide. And then you can, then you do this whole pattern.
Like
yeah, because you don't have that.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Or green, the green or the blue. But I think the blue is probably better.
I like the blue, because it's like, wow, look at that blue.
Yeah.
That blue.
Just try it first. Like, you know, cut a little piece of it. Well, it looks good. Or you could do blue, a thick band of blue, and then put a thin band of green in the middle.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
I like
it. Yeah. I love cooking these mushrooms in your pan here.
They look beautiful.
Yeah. Okay.
This right here, fire roasted tomato gazpacho.
Oh, yeah?
What did you do with that? Because even if it's in a glass, do you
it's served
eat
cold.
It? Do you eat it like a soup?
Yeah, I mean, it's cold, so I guess you could drink it. I would serve it in a bowl, personally.
And you just like...
You eat it with a spoon.
You know, because it looks like a salsa to me.
It is. It's like a... It's exactly... It's a thick... It's like thick salsa.
But you don't eat it with chips?
No, no, it's a soup. Gazpacho is a soup.
A cold soup.
It's cold soup.
I think I'm going to make it.
It's good.
It looks delicious.
Very good. But and it's good during the winter, during the summer. It's hot. It's good for hot weather.
It's basically just tomatoes and cucumbers, according to that.
Yeah, you're right. Absolutely right. Cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this looks like a good recipe.
Cilantro's good.
Tomato juice.
Uh-huh.
And then if you can get the fire roasted diced tomatoes, because mm-hmm. that will add the flavor, the goodness flavor. Nice.
Yeah, that's the book I bought when I was
yeah, very right good.
That looks delicious.
Margaritas. White wine sangria.
Mm.
Well, that looks good. I love sangria.
Yeah.
Okay, so you see now here the... They're getting smaller because the water is, you know.
Yeah. Did we do all of those?
Yep.
Wow. I thought they did shrink up, didn't they?
They do, yeah. So what we're going to do is cook them and then take them off the burner and then we'll heat them up with a little of the cognac at the end. Or the brandy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Cognac is a brandy, so.
Oh, okay.
So if we can find a little brandy.
I'll go get some.
Yeah. We just need, I think, probably 3 tablespoons or so. 1/4 cup.
Okay.
Think that's good?
Sure.
And it'll make a nice sauce. Oh, yeah, sherry's good. That's good for,
Because this is what I use when I cook them.
Yeah, that's perfect.
But it's not brandy.
Sherry goes with mushrooms.
Okay.
But brandy would go good, too. I mean, you know, either one.
I'll make you have
We won't put that in yet until the end.
Okay, I'm going to set it right over here.
Okay. So what we're going to do, I think this is done. I'm going to take it off and just let it sit here, and then we'll heat it up. With the sherry. So we need a platter to put the stuff on, I guess.
We need a platter.
Right? What do you think? Okay, we need a pan for this. Do we need a... Okay. This is going to go into the microwave, right? Mm-hmm. With this stuff that's in the refrigerator. We have to heat this up, so this we need a pan. We'll use this pan. Right? So I'm going to open these up now. What? Oh, we have to put butter? Yeah, we'll put some butter.
Although they don't use real butter,
I don't. That's fine.
We don't use real butter. I use real butter. I tend to use raw butter because I eat a lot of it, and apparently your body can't digest margarine. And with the amount of butter intake that I have, I decided my body should be able to digest it.
Okay, so where did I stick the lid? Is there a lid over there?
For?
The peas, I put them both in here, sorry.
I was gonna say, didn't you open that second one?
I did. Okay, So, there you go. Plop it in here. Oh, you're cleaning
it
off.
I'm cleaning out the margarine because apparently this is where their crumbs go.
Okay. You're welcome. That's okay. No one's going to notice that crumb.
It's driving me crazy. How's that?
Good.
That's pretty clean.
Okay, I need a spoon. Look at that dog.
I know. It's a seal.
It's a seal.
It's a land seal.
The land seal. Okay. Here we go. So this goes on last because it's just heating through.
You just have to warm those up.
Right? So the only thing we really have to worry about is, I'll take this off, the heat, is the meat. And we should take the meat out about a half hour before we cook it. Mm-hmm. So we should cook it. That's close to, you know, when your father gets home, so.
I don't know if we want to use this salad or not, but there's a bag of salad in here.
Well, if you want to, make the salad. Is it frozen?
Looks like the refrigerator might be a little too cold.
Cold,
yeah. Because that salmon, how's that salmon coming along?
I don't know. I think it'll be fine.
Yeah, I think it's defrosting on it.
Yeah, it's moving. It's not crystallized. The crisper. It was in the crisper, more like the freezer.
When you said it's moving, I pictured like on its own.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that's fresh.
That is fresh.
Okay, I'm going to end this part of the podcast because it's an hour and 34 minutes.
Oh, my God.
And I'm going to sit down and have a beer.
I think you
should. Man, I have 11 files.
Oh, my goodness.
I have 11 files.
You might want to edit that. I think it might be boring for your listeners.
You think so?